a moment to reflect on the noise of this world as President Bonnie H. Cordon encourages us to listen for the Savior's voice and take every chance to testify of him.
In 2011, while I was serving with my husband as mission leaders in beautiful Curitiba, Brazil, my phone rang during a meeting. Rushing to silence it, I noticed the call was from my father. I quickly left the meeting to answer. "Hi, Dad." Unexpectedly, his voice was filled with emotion. "Hi, Bonnie. I need to tell you something. I've been diagnosed with ALS. My mind swirled with confusion. "Wait, what is ALS? Dad was already explaining. "My mind will stay alert while my body slowly shuts down. I felt my whole world shift as I began to wrestle with the implications of this grievous news. But on that unforgettable day, it was his last sentence that found a permanent place in my heart. My dear father said with urgency, "Bonnie, never give up an opportunity to testify of Christ." The adversary creates so much noise that it can be difficult to hear the Lord's voice. Our world, our challenges, our circumstances will not get quieter, but we can and must hunger and thirst after the things of Christ to hear him with clarity. We'll want to create muscle memory of discipleship and testimony that will bring into focus our reliance on our Savior each day. My father's been gone for 11 years now, but his words are alive in me. "Bonnie, never give up an opportunity to testify of Christ." I invite you to join me in accepting his invitation to look for Christ everywhere. I promise he is there. True joy rests on our willingness to come closer to Christ and witness for ourselves. We know that in the last days, every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus is the Christ. I pray this witness will become a natural and normal experience for us now, that we will take every opportunity to joyfully testify Jesus Christ lives.
That was an excerpt from President Bonnie H. Cordon's talk, "Never Give Up an Opportunity to Testify of Christ." This is a moment to reflect.